Welcome to this episode of the Senior Care Growth Show. My name is Winston, and I'm super excited today to be joined by Justin Champion. Justin is the principal content professor at HubSpot, one of the leading marketing automation platforms. I should say the leading marketing automation platform out there. He's also the author of a new book, Inbound Content. This episode of the Senior Care Growth Show is brought to you by Smash, the Senior Care Marketing and Sales Summit, bringing together chief strategists from across the senior housing and post-acute continuum. There's nothing like it in senior care anywhere. For a limited time, Senior Care Growth listeners can save $400 on their Smash registration. Visit www.seniorcaremarketingsummit.com and use code SCG400. That's SCG400. Justin, welcome to the Senior Care Growth Show. And just by way of introduction, maybe you could tell people a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me. So I've been a digital marketer for about a decade now. And before HubSpot, I actually worked at agencies exclusive. I worked in the agency world from a search engine marketing firm to a digital marketing firm to a PR firm. And when I came to HubSpot, I started off as a customer success manager, really as a good way of giving me 200 customers where I could run an experiment in my funnel, find a problem. And really the biggest problem that I noticed, not only with HubSpot, but over my entire career is people really have an issue of planning and creating content. And that's one thing I'm passionate about, which has really led me to my role as the content professor on HubSpot Academy. So I live the dream every day because I'm doing something I feel passionate about.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, Justin. Maybe you could tell everybody, where are you dialing in from right now?
Yeah, so I'm dialing in from Modesto, California. I'm in the midst of a HubSpot user group tour across the country doing a series of content marketing strategy workshops, and I am en route to San Diego for my next event on July 12th.
That's awesome. Yeah, so Justin, I'm super excited to have you on the show. And today I figured we would talk about a topic that I know is of interest to a lot of our listeners. And that's how senior living communities can drive leads with content marketing. Obviously, content marketing is a big investment of time and energy, sometimes expense. And you want to have that return on investment in the form of new leads. So I guess first question, if senior living marketers are out there listening, they've got a wide variety of tactics they could spend their time investing in. Why content marketing?
Yeah, so content marketing, specifically even with senior living centers, you have you are in the business of creating memories for the elderly, for people who are really looking to experience life with other people that really are looking for a solution of being able to connect with others. And I think specifically it's an opportunity because you really have the ability of being able to tell the story of what that's like through the current audience that you have a part of your center. So I think on one side, content marketing is a sustainable way of being able to communicate value online from an experiential perspective of people going to search engines actually looking for this content, but being able to tell this story, making an impact and really helping this person understand that what comes about with living in a senior living center, you know, is it there's a lot of stress that comes with people trying to care for, you know, their parents in their own home. And one thing I've experienced specifically with senior living centers is making people feel comfortable and excited about this next step in their life.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess, you know, my view of content marketing also is that you help to educate folks along in that process as they're making that decision. A lot of times you hear people talk about making the site more of an educational resource. What does that mean and why is that important in this space?
Yeah, so having an educational website is going to be really important to helping people understand what type of questions, making sure that you're answering their questions in a way that's going to be helpful ultimately to their audience, right? Like everybody has questions about everything. And if you're the site who's able to answer these questions and being seen as a trusted advisor, that's ultimately going to be something that's going to help people turn into leads, build a relationship with you. And specifically with like the senior living community, making sure that you help these people understand what to expect, setting the right expectations so that they really know what's going to be coming up next.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's such a big decision for folks. So I do think supporting those decisions with the right information and being transparent through the website, through content marketing. Let me ask you this. When we talk about content marketing, let's get a little more specific. What do you mean by content marketing? What types of activities should people be spending their time on? How frequently should they be creating content? What are your recommendations there?
Yeah. So really content marketing is it's really the strategic practice of creating relevant, consistent content that's meant to attract and attain the attention of a specified audience and ultimately nurture that audience down to making a well-informed decision. So specifically with this, like where you would want to find time spending or where you want to spend your resources specifically with the senior living community is focusing on your current residents, right? Those are going to be the people who are going to help you understand what are they like about their situation? What could be improved? And if you really work with them, you're going to be able to understand the narrative that you can be telling. Ultimately, what do you want to be seen or perceived as? So what I would say would be most helpful is creating educational content. I think blogs are always a great way of being able to communicate the value of content that you have and the experience that you're providing. I think social media is a way that you can get that content out there, whether it's reaching, you have to think of your different personas. A person is a semi-fictional representation. Is this an elderly person who's looking for a specific place to live? Or is this more of a family that is looking for a solution for maybe a parent that is getting older? So you have to think about ultimately who you're communicating with. But I think the big thing from an educational resource perspective and something that I've seen that's been really helpful is creating engaging content, maybe in the form of like a guide or a white paper, like a case study is super helpful. Like getting the story of an actual resident, what they think about this sort of lifestyle, I'd say is probably one of the most important drivers because it helps people put themselves into shoes and get more comfortable with the situation that generally can create some anxiety because they don't know much about what's coming up.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love starting with the residents and talking to them about what they enjoy about the community and what the benefits that they see in your community are, because you might have one perspective, but then the actual folks living there, you know, there might be certain things that are more important to them that you might not realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly a great point. And one thing that I found was really helpful is like you have to almost think of not your specific center, but you want to almost communicate what should somebody expect when they're looking at senior living facilities, right? So that they can understand the things that are coming up. So from a high level thought leadership perspective, just explaining what this experience looks like. But what I've seen really well with different clients that I've had them that are in the senior living space is once you communicate that, you can almost send somebody that, hey, come in for a lunch, for a free lunch and check out our center. So at that point, you're able to educate somebody on what this looks like, but then you can also offer them in with maybe a free lunch to check out the center, which worked really well with the different clients that I had in the past.
That's great. Yeah. So that's the next question I had. I mean, it's all well and good to help people through this process and to give them helpful information. Obviously you're going to position that center, that community as a thought leader and as a helpful resource. But at the end of the day, how do you use content marketing to generate leads? What are some of the best practices there? I like the idea of offering to come in for a free lunch. What other types of offers or what other types of content would you say you could use to generate leads for the business?
So what I would think of is ultimately what makes your center unique? Like what sort of demographic are you trying to go after? You really need to understand the types of people that you're trying to attract and ultimately what sort of offer could you even help them with? I think that there's different stages of the funnel. At the top of the funnel where you're still trying to communicate with somebody who's doing research, you're going to want to help out with educational content that's going to help them through that research. So I think the guide or ebook route is really helpful if you're trying to inform somebody. I think an offer that could really help bridge the gap between somebody who is just doing research to actually making a decision is some form of a checklist, ultimately like a pros and cons list of something of expecting like your comfort level or things that are coming up, because that can really help somebody understand almost even self-selecting that this is an option that they want to check out. So I think that the middle of the funnel where you're trying to help somebody understand from the research to actually wanting to come in and take a look at the facility that you have to offer is you want to almost help this person understand and guide them to it versus really trying to force them to it. I think that the checklist is another great aspect of ultimately helping this person understand, are they even ready yet? Right? Like, cause you don't want to just drive somebody in to check it out as much as you want somebody who's going to be coming in who is open to the idea of that. Another thing is being able to show what the space looks like. So even doing a 360 view of what a room looks like, or creating video content of what the events that go on. So that's one thing I love about the senior centers is they have ways of making the people feel connected. And I think that was the most successful piece is really helping the person or the viewer understand how these centers are really almost communities of people who are connecting with each other all the time, and how you want to be, how you want to bring more people into that community. So I think video, I think thinking about a checklist of somebody helping understand whether or not this is the right solution for them, and then having a strong offer that is actually bringing them in, whether it's like coming to an event for free, or it is coming in for a lunch, or even like a tour of the facility. That could be a really strong driver of helping ultimately think about what, if this is the right solution for this person that's doing research.
Yeah. So beyond just the helpful resources you publish in the form of blog posts or things that show kind of what life is like in that community, you actually want to show something that's more of a helpful resource in the buying process that'll actually help people decide, you know, how do I go about making the right choice in the right community? And that should be, you know, from my experience, the best offers of that sort are less promotional and just strictly sort of helpful tools that they can use in that process. Could you tell me a little bit too, just for the folks who are not, you know, as into content marketing as you or I are, what are the mechanisms behind the actual lead generation piece of that? Like how do you exchange that information for generating a lead?
Exactly. So like if you have educational content, you're driving people to your site. If you don't have certain things, specific items in place, first of all, is like you want to make sure that you are using call to actions or some sort of form of a link to send people to specific portions on the site. So you want to be strategic. Like when somebody is landing on a page, let's say for instance, it's a blog post. What are you talking about on that blog post? Do you want to connect to that? Is that blog post something that is talking about educational content in the form of a guide that would be helpful? Or is it a blog post that's talking about an event that's coming up that ultimately you would want to maybe invite somebody to? So ultimately thinking about the context of the content and thinking about links and connecting people ultimately to the page where they can maybe sign up for or register for an event that's coming up. So ultimately, the first thing is you want to think about links and directing people to the pages where conversion can happen. Now, when you send somebody to a page where the conversion is happening, like maybe capturing their information, a form is going to be extremely important because you need to capture this person's information. You need to know who they are. Now, one thing I highly encourage you to think about to the viewer on this episode is when you're thinking about optimizing your forms, if you're trying to get people to come in, you want to be very strategic with what you're putting on that form field. I've seen a lot of people have maybe 10 different form fields of like asking for the address or a lot of information that maybe they're not using. The longer your form, the less likely somebody is going to be to convert. So maybe asking where in the buying process this person is and maybe their email address. That's helpful. And then ultimately the last piece would be thinking of some sort of automation. Once you get this person's information, if you have helpful content, what content can you give to this person based on what you know about them, down to maybe trying to the intent of maybe coming into the facility and check out or whatever the intent is. You want to have some sort of marketing automation in place where you can send them a series of emails that are making your process more efficient so that you're not trying to send one-off emails over time, and you're being even respectful of your time because it's hard to do all this if you don't have that automation in place.
Yeah, that's a great point. We talked last week about, or a couple weeks ago, about speed to lead and just the importance of getting back to somebody quickly. And I think that you can do that in the right way where it's personalized and it saves your sales folks time, but it's also automated and it gives them good resources. So I think having those systems in place, it's really, really important. And that's a good point. I also loved your note about the forms. And the length of those forms. You know, I'll go to some senior living organization sites and the form will be, you know, 10 different fields, and some of which are really not relevant at that point. You just want to get that person's information and some really pertinent information about who they are, like you said. But things like, you know, how did you hear about us? Was it from a radio ad or, you know, whatever? I don't include that in the initial form because that's something you can talk to them later about in the sales discussion. It might just be another barrier to entry.
Yeah. And I think one thing that would even be helpful even before thinking about like the content you're creating or like the conversion process, what I would highly encourage everybody to do is think about your audience, who you're ultimately trying to attract. Like, again, it might be a person who's looking to live in the senior living center, or it might be a family who's trying to set up a living situation for their parent. Those are two completely different audiences. So on a form, in my mind, what I would love to know, what I would ask as a first touch point would be your email address. and then ask some sort of soundbite, like, are you looking for a senior living center, or are you looking for a parent who's looking for a senior living center? And then ultimately, like, where are you in the process? Are you looking to do this in the next 3 months, in the next 3 to 9 months? So by doing that, you can be respectful and understand what sort of automation you put them in. So generally, those three questions will be a great starting point that'll give you, as the marketer, a lot of information to make that experience helpful.
Yeah, I love that you just mentioned, you know, that helps you with what automation and what sequence to put them in. Because if you know that they're looking for a place for their parents, the messaging there is very different than if they're looking for themselves. And also, if you know what their timeline looks like, then you might stagger out those messages accordingly. And it might be sort of a different sales cadence. I think it's really smart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's see. So next question I have for you. A lot of ideas we've talked about. What about content architecture and strategy? How would you recommend kind of organizing these efforts? You know, we've talked in the past about topic clusters and pillar pages, but what do you think for the senior living space specifically? What are some good ways to organize your content marketing strategy? What recommendations would you have?
Yeah. So the way to think of it is put yourself in the shoes of the audience going through your site. A lot of people tend to overthink, like, they need to be creating content all the time. Because they really need to keep generating more rankings. It can actually be more hurtful if you're creating too much content and then it just becomes dead weight where it's not getting rankings, because they're going to end up hurting your domain authority. And Google looks at domain authority, how credible is your website? And if it's lower, it's going to be harder to actually get rankings. So the way to think of it, just easier in a nutshell, is ultimately think about creating the best experience for the people who are visiting your site. Yeah, you want to attract Google, but the way you attract Google is you have to have a website that is connected, that is helpful. So when you have a blog post, for instance, ultimately, what is that blog post connecting to? What is the purpose of that journey of what you're trying to communicate? So in an ideal world, when you're thinking from website architecture, really be critical about the content that you're creating and make sure that it's helpful. For instance, if you have a blog post that sends somebody to a pillar page, and what a pillar page is, it's a website page that covers a broad topic in depth. So it could almost be like senior living 101. It could be like, what is it like to live in a senior center? That could be almost like a form of a pillar page where you'd want to send somebody to. So what I mean from a website architecture is, once somebody gets to a page that you want to control the experience. You don't want to give somebody too many options. One thing I found with some senior center websites that I've worked with before is some of them are a little antiquated. They had a lot of call to actions on one page. And really what that means is that it makes it a lot more difficult for the user, for the person who's on the page, to understand where they should go next. So you want to ultimately guide where you want this person to go. So be strategic with the content that you have and ultimately think about how this content is connected to the next. It's like when you're building a website or when you're creating this architecture, think of it like a blueprint. You wouldn't create a house without a blueprint, because ultimately, you know, your plumbing's going to be messed up. Maybe you're going to have a door or a room that's not going to have a door. And ultimately, how are you going to get into that room? You're going to enjoy it. So you want to think high level and plan out what the experience looks like, as opposed to getting into the weeds and executing. So I think planning out how the architecture looks and mapping it will be super helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just considering, you know, how helpful you want to be, in what way do you want to be helpful? What are the resources you need to provide? Where should people find those resources throughout their journey on the website? You know, certain resources at a high level might make sense on the homepage, or if you're on the pricing page, maybe it's a guide to, you know, pricing and different tiers of pricing or things of that nature, comparison guide of options and pricing tiers. So yeah, I think that's a really good recommendation, is kind of really mapping out that blueprint and that strategy for the entire site experience before getting way too down into some rabbit hole and you don't have that cohesive vision.
Exactly. And there's a lot of great content out there. I think I would even encourage to look at your competitors, look at what content they have that you like, and then try to find gaps. That's the other thing, is don't just create noise. Don't create content that somebody else has already created. Really look at ways of being able to find opportunities where you can provide new value and meaning, because ultimately if you do that, that's what a search engine wants. They don't want the same exact content over and over, because that's not going to be something that's going to be helpful from an SEO perspective or getting your website ranked. But you don't just want to focus on rankings. You want to focus on the experience and ultimately helping somebody, like you were talking about. If somebody comes to your homepage, what ultimately do you want to educate them on? You don't want to show them everything you have. You want to show them the possible path that is not going to overwhelm them. Because if you overwhelm them, they're going to end up leaving.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's a good call. So another question around rankings and kind of content's benefit for a community on a local level. So, you know, if you're a community in Richmond and you probably have a general radius where people will come in from, and that's generally where your residents come from, how can you use content to help your rankings at a local level to attract more local leads?
Yeah, great question. There's a lot of things that you could be doing at the local level to help search engines understand that you exist and that you're important and that they should really pay attention to you. So the things that you would want to really focus on is making sure that you have a local listing through Google set up and that it's clear, making sure that they understand that where the address is and that it's an actual establishment that's in a specific location. And the reason why that's important 101 is because Google or search engines like Google are much smarter now. So there, if somebody types in senior living center, they might think about the national level of ultimately helping you out with this content, but Google is smart enough to understand that if you're looking for content that's like that, chances are you're probably looking for something in your area. So they're going to look at where you're searching from and connect you with search or listings that are in your area. And that's where the local listing is going to come in that is helpful. But I think another thing, and this comes back to leveraging your current audience and just making sure that you're approaching it from a brand perspective is focusing on like testimonials, like websites that are focusing like review sites. If you can get your audience, like the current, maybe it's the parents, or maybe it is the actual person who's living in this center, making sure that not only are people creating content on your site or using that content on your site that's helpful, but putting that content on other sites like review sites, because ultimately if you have that local listing and you focus on optimizing review sites with great content and people talking about your brand, that's going to be another indicator for a search engine like Google to be able to help understand that, hey, not only are you a local business, but that you're a local business that they would want to showcase. Because that's why ultimately it's nowadays, I feel like if I saw a restaurant that's under 4 stars, am I actually going to even eat there? And that's awful because there's probably restaurants that have great food that are under 4 stars. But the same thing goes with like a senior living center. If you could have review sites that exist, going to those and then optimizing and making sure that you are seen as a trusted advisor on those sites, that's going to be another thing that our search engines are going to love, especially at a local level.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point. And we've talked in the past on the podcast about just the power of reviews, and that, you know, if your site has more reviews on some of the referral sites like Place for Mom or caring.com, just the likelihood and the number of leads that you get and the likelihood that those leads will close is just crazy. The incremental performance that you get from just having positive reviews. And like you said, I mean, you know, we go to new restaurants all the time. My wife and I will pick something and we go to Yelp. And the first thing we do, we look at the reviews, and if one's a 4.5 and one's a 3, like choice is obvious. And that's just for dinner, not where you're going to live the rest of your life.
Right. Exactly. A bigger decision. Exactly.
Yeah. Much bigger decision. So that's a great point, and definitely a really important thing. So, and you know, on that note too, just getting the residents of the community to contribute some of this content. Yeah. I've seen some, senior living organizations that will actually solicit content from the residents and have them sort of guest blog posts in a way. And that, to me, that was an awesome tactic because it kind of combines the testimonial part of, you know, an actual resident of the community, what life is like there. It's unbiased and it's unfiltered. And I thought that was a really neat idea to kind of showcase some of the experience of the folks in the community.
Exactly. And on one side, you're creating great content. You're creating human content, right? Because like people are reading this and they want to hear the actual stories. The other thing, though, from it that I think is really helpful is you're able to get feedback. You as an organization, you should be always, especially if you're in the business of working with people and making sure that you're managing their experiences, you want their feedback. You should be critical about your business and understand how can you improve. Ultimately, what do you like? But what would you like to see more of? Because if you're able to solve for that, you'll be able to understand what types of things you can be communicating to people that ultimately maybe they don't know yet. And you could be a trusted advisor saying, ultimately, like, these are things that we know are important to our audience. So if it's important to our audience, this ultimately becomes something back that can help our either marketing or even sales collateral. And it comes back to just all the experiences of the people that you have, and focusing on your current resident is really the best place to start when creating content and understanding how you can improve your business.
Yeah. So that kind of segues me into the next question, which is if I'm a senior living marketer and I'm working in a community, and maybe it's just me and I'm trying to do all of this stuff, taking on content marketing, if I'm not there yet, seems like a big ordeal. What are some of the recommendations you have to kind of make it a little bit easier to get started in content marketing? How do I get going? And then also, what's my biggest bang for the buck? What would you say?
Sure. So the best way to get started is I created the content marketing certification back in 2016. It's a free course that'll teach you how to create an effective, it'll give you a foundation or a creating a framework for creating content, because you want to have a process. You want to be efficient. You don't want to just jump right in. Like I said, like, you're not trying to build a house yet. You're trying to build the blueprint to the house. And it's really going to be important to make sure that you have a correct process, a framework in place. And then you understand different things that you can be doing as a way of being able to make sure you're creating content that's actually going to be helpful. So I think the content marketing certification is a great place to start. And on that, one thing I actually did when I was the customer success manager, I had one client specifically that was a one-person marketing team for a senior living center. I won't say where they are, who they were, just to keep them a little bit anonymous right now. But when I met them, I think that their attendance rate at their specific facility was at about 70 to 80%. And they were looking to do different marketing ideas. And what I worked on with them was ultimately what makes you different. What do you want to communicate the value of your senior living center? And what are you trying, like, what makes a happy resident, right? Like, how are you trying to change these people's lives? And what we did was we came up with a couple of blog series that ultimately rolled up into an ebook, which was their first offer. And it was really successful for them because the blog post, it focused exactly on highlighting the specific residents, right? There was like a resident portion of being able to do a resident highlight. Then it was talking about the things that your center should be helpful. So they weren't talking necessarily about their center as much as it is when you're looking for centers, these are the types of things you want to be looking at. And then think about the content that you can repurpose into an offer. So especially if you're a lean team, blogging, maybe it's a blog series that can roll up into an offer. Now the certification will teach you how to do this. And I built a really good relationship with this marketer, and she let me know now 2 years later, she's at max capacity for the residents. Wow. So they actually aren't even accepting new applications. So I would say start small. Don't try to reinvent the wheel just yet. You want to go through and get a framework for understanding where you should start. And then think about things that you could do. Think of your marketing plan as like a puzzle. You want to think of a big picture. You want to break it up into a bunch of little pieces and figure out how you can create those pieces over time to develop that bigger picture so that it's not overwhelming. Because if you try to do everything at once, it's going to be overwhelming. And that certification will be a great precursor to learning where can you get started and actually create content, just like I was explaining.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, and the length of time is interesting too, that 2 years later, that marketer is kind of where they wanted to be. And I'd say just, you know, other parting words of wisdom is just patience and consistency and sticking with the plan. You know, I see so many times organizations get started with content marketing. They give up after a couple of months because they don't see the returns. And, you know, I always say that like inbound and content marketing is such a long term play and an investment, but I've seen it pay off so many times. And yeah, I think it's well worth your time.
Exactly. It's a marathon. It is not a sprint. You might have some successful sprints and see some success with it, but just keep that training up. And ultimately over time, as long as you're consistent, you're being genuine, the content you're creating, like not only will search engines catch up, but you'll create a website that is a media site for the senior living center and people will really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's great. All really, really good advice, Justin. And I should say, definitely check out the content marketing course and the certification, and also check out Justin's book, Inbound Content. We didn't even talk about your book that you've got out. And that would also be a great resource if people are trying to get started, I'd say.
Exactly. If you read the book, you're actually able to take your final test. So if you wanted to read the book and just skip the certification or the course, at the end of the book, you'll be ready to earn your certification. So I strategically did that. And actually in the book, there's different pieces of, there's homework after each chapter. So for instance, there's a planning chapter and then it teaches you how to build out your actual plan. So if you're looking to actually get started with tangible results, like the book could actually even be a better place because it's, theoretical content with examples, but then there's practical content of how you actually apply it. So by the end of the book, you'll have built this plan of content without even having to overthink it.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like a really good resource. Well, Justin, thanks again so much for being on the Senior Care Growth Show. If you if you're listening and you happen to see an Airstream trailer in California going east, I guess, or east northeast, then give them a wave. But yeah, Justin, thanks again so much for being on the show.
Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So thanks for tuning into this episode of the Senior Care Growth Show, where senior care sales and marketers come to grow. My name is Winston, and we will catch you next time. Thanks a lot.